With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel has launched airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, killing at least 400 Palestinians, including women and children, according to hospital officials.
Earlier this month, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Hamas of consequences it cannot imagine if it failed to release the hostages in Gaza. Now, hundreds of people have died in a wave of Israeli airstrikes, many of them reportedly women and children. Israel has made clear that these strikes are no one-off, with more set to follow unless all hostages are released. But Israel's Hostages and Missing Families Forum has insisted that rather than win their relatives' freedom, this return to war is more likely to cost them their lives.
BBC correspondent Mike Thompson reporting. A Republican senator predicts President Trump's decision to deport members of the Tren de Aragua gang to El Salvador will ultimately pass muster with the U.S. Supreme Court. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Tom Cotton says despite a district court ruling against them, the deportations fall under President Trump's executive authority.
And this rogue Obama judge, again, tries to interfere with the president's core responsibilities.
His twofold prediction, that the case will wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court.
And that President Trump's actions will be upheld.
Something Senator Cotton says will amount to
rebuke to these liberal judges all across the country who keep trying to interfere with core responsibilities of the commander-in-chief.
Senator Tom Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The White House says President Trump and Russian President Putin have agreed on an immediate ceasefire for energy and infrastructure targets in the Russia-Ukraine war. Ukraine hasn't responded yet. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 260 points, the Nasdaq dropping 304. This is SRN News. A recent study reveals the shrinking role of God in the lives of Americans.
Researcher George Barna and the Cultural Research Center found that fewer Americans put God at the center of their lives or rely on him for daily guidance. Among those surveyed, 6 out of 10 adults do not believe God exists, and only 16% said God is the most important element in their life. Barna concluded that nothing short of sweeping national repentance and spiritual renewal can save America from itself. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The former pastor of a Texas megachurch has surrendered to Oklahoma authorities on child sexual abuse charges. Robert Morris turned himself in on Monday after being charged last week with 5 counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child. The 63-year-old Morris resigned as pastor of the Gateway Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth suburbs after a woman accused him of sexually abusing her. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks went back to falling, and big tech again led the way. The S&P 500 lost 1.1% for its latest swerve in a scary weeks-long ride. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.6%, and the Nasdaq Composite tumbled 1.7%. Tesla and stocks in the artificial intelligence industry were again some of the heaviest weights on the market. They've been among the hardest hit in Wall Street's recent sell-off caused by the trade war. Treasury yields slipped ahead of the Federal Reserve's announcement on interest rates. That's coming on Wednesday. The Dow was down 260 points to finish at 41,581. The Nasdaq lost 304 points to 17,504. The S&P 500 dropped 60 to 5614. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.